Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine, and we still have in the studio Kat Kahn from the Northwest Regional Library System. And we have some live programs going on. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, this is going to happen on August 25th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Justice on the Block. This is sponsored by our law library at Bay County Library and Legal Services of North Florida. It's basically for people who are still suffering legal challenges due to the damage that they suffered from Hurricane Michael, whether they're dealing with titles, probate, contractor disputes, insurance, denial of repair assistance, and that kind of thing. The attorneys will be there. People can walk in. It's going to be in the meeting room that we have at the front of the library. It is a first come, first serve kind of thing, but it's going on for 4 hours on the 25th of August for anyone who still needs some kind of legal help.
Oh yeah, and that's so great, because I still hear stories. My parents are still going through stuff, even with their house, and it's been almost 3 years at this point.
Yeah, that's
so
the thing.
That's an awesome resource that y'all are doing.
Yeah, and this is thanks to our law library, that's housed in Bay County Library.
Yeah, that's perfect. And so I know we still have our event coming up this Saturday. So not the 25th, this Saturday, August 14th, the free comic book day. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit more about that of, you know, why comic books?
Well, that's, like I said, I have been reading comics since I was five. I started reading the comic strips in the paper before I ever picked up a picture book. And reading comics is actually really great for people because it is multimodal. That's one of those educational terms. You have to engage both sides of your brain to read a comic, because your right side of the brain is going to interpret the art, the pictures, and the left side of the brain is going to interpret the words. So when you put those two together, you get the full story. This kind of reading, yes, we have more rare words per thousand, but there aren't quite as many on the page, so it's not as overwhelming to a new reader, whether that is a younger child or an older person who has had problems reading and is trying to get back into it, or English as a second language learners. This is great for all of those, because with not so many words on the page and using the artwork to help interpret, it does encourage people to continue to read. And the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. There are lots of studies out there that are being done. There are various organizations that are working with this. I work with one organization called Reading with Pictures. It's a nonprofit group. We just put on a free Teaching with Comics conference this week. We're trying to encourage more teachers to incorporate comics into their classrooms. And all of this is why.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so awesome. And it's just such a creative way to just keep, you know, keep your brain going and learning and all that kind of stuff. But that's a part of the free comic book day we have going on this Saturday, August 14th. And you said the library opens at 9, so about 9 to 5.
That's right. And if anyone wants to come and talk to me, I'm going to be on duty that day in adult services. So come to the back of the library to the information desk, and you'll see the crazy lady with the comics t-shirt.
Awesome. Well, I am so excited. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a great month. Kat, thank you so much for joining the show. Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show. But that was Kat Kahn from the Northwest Regional Library System. If you would like more information about that, you can go to the nwrls.com, and they have all of their virtual programming and scheduling and everything like that.